Blog Talk Radio.
Have you heard of passive aerobics? Now you can build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. That's right, you can accomplish your fitness goals easier than you've ever dreamed. With the state-of-the-art Vibe Pro and Qi Pro fitness machines that are lightweight and small enough for any home or office, if you sit most of the day and want a great workout, or if you suffer from tight muscles from your exercise program, you will benefit from these body-balancing machines that the Hollywood stars use to feel and look great. For the best you, go to besthealthgallery.com. Best products, prices, and service, that's besthealthgallery.com. Or call 480-888-6548. 480-888-6548. Build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. Call 480-888-6548. besthealthgallery.com.
Be a part of the next big technological breakthrough. Hi, I'm William Alec, President and CEO of Aurora Tech, a.k.a. Dr. Houdini on Vortex Network News. Free energy and anti-gravity technology now being developed at Aurora Tech will change the way we live and bring about a golden age for all mankind. Our motto, simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. To get involved with great opportunities at Aurora Tech, please check out our website, auroratech.us. That's auroratech.us. auroratech.us. And call 480-474-4388. 480-474-4388. Simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. auroratech.us.
Conspiracies, cover-ups, suppressed technology, UFOs, and extraterrestrial contact. Vortex Network News with your hosts, Aurora Light and Dr. Houdini.
Live from Scottsdale, Arizona, you're listening to Vortex Network News, and I am your host this evening, Dr. Houdini. All right, folks. Well, we're back. We are back from California. And Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yes, two back-to-back conferences. And let me tell you, that was an endurance run. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So, Rory and I, we're pretty well recovered by now here, and we're getting back to work. And with the email I just sent out here, covers some of our latest material. So I like to bring everyone up to date on what we're up to here at Aurora Tech, and we are getting back to work. And of course, we came back from two excellent conferences here. I gave two presentations in Albuquerque, New Mexico. One, of course, is I would consider it a milestone. I mean, this was huge, huge. And this, of course, is the physics of free energy over unity transformers. And that was my first presentation at the Extraordinary Technology Conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the second lecture was with the coffee group. That's Tom Vallone's coffee group here. And that was developing practical warp drive engine technology. And in both lectures, I get into details, folks. You know, I don't fool around at all. I get into the details. Now, if you are to understand what I'm talking about, you know, in these lectures, you have to grasp, you have to dig into some material here. And personally, I recommend going to our science webpage. That's at auroratech.us. Just go to the to the Science webpage, just scroll down, and you'll find two documents. And they're both written by this fellow by the name of Don Hodson. And Don Hodson, he gave an excellent, he wrote these two excellent papers. And they were both published in Infinite Energy magazine back in 2002. I became aware of these two articles, I would say around 2006 or 7, sometime around that time frame. But I really didn't start digging into this material until just a few years ago. And I was just absolutely astonished, you know, how it dovetails right into the work that I do. And about 10 or 15 years ago, you know, I wrote a book. You know, I wrote a book on this subject 10 or 15 years ago, and it's on my other website, and you can go and check that out. It's at intalek.com, intalek.com. You can check out that paper. Just enter the website, scroll down, and you'll see a fairly large book that I put together, and most of it is math, a lot of mathematics. And personally, I do like mathematics. I mean, I love seeing mathematical equations. And so that's what I did. You know, I collected a lot of information. This of course, is right around the 2004, 2005 time frame is when I started collecting a lot of this information. And I wanted to put it into a book form so that I could understand it later, because I didn't want to forget any of this stuff. And believe me, it's very easy to forget what you're doing, especially in this field, this challenging field of free energy, over unity, anti-gravity, only because you will not find it anywhere else. That's what's so peculiar about this, is that, you know, I go to a lot of websites. You know, I look at what other people are doing, especially with propulsion type technologies. And I swear every one of them is off in left field somewhere. I mean, they just don't get it at all. And so they're off on this wrong track. And it really, I mean, who's really to hold blame for that? And I think it's the establishment, you know, the scientific establishment. And you can actually find out when you trace the history, when you look at the history of the scientific establishment, exactly where they went wrong. And I think Don Hodson did an excellent job bringing that to light, mind you, bringing that information to light. And you can see exactly where science went wrong, okay, with mainstream science. You know, and I'm talking about the great physicists back then, you know, like Heisenberg, Oppenheimer, Einstein, you know, all these great physicists, where they actually took a wrong turn, and were left with something that I would consider it an abomination. All right, that's just, it's terrible. You know the wrong turn that they took in physics. And you'll find this pretty well spelled out in the Hodson documents. So again, go to auroratech.us, check out our science webpage, scroll down, and you'll see two papers. Now, the one paper that I promote is, of course, Don Hodson's Part 1. And if you're able to go through that manual, for me, I had to go through that manual so a dozen times, okay, before I started to get it. And it doesn't really seem that complicated, because what I did, you know, I went through his document and I put everything into a picture format. And when I go to a lot of these conferences, you know, we'll set up our booth and then I'll put out these posters, and the posters are 20 by 30 inch posters that detail a lot of the information that you'll find in this part one of Hodson. Now, what is Hodson talking about? Well, the subject, of course, of his material there is the Dirac-C of negative energy. So many of you who listen to the show on a regular basis know that, yes, I do talk a lot about the Dirac-C of negative energy and how it's symmetrical about the zero-point axis. And this is where mainstream science drops the ball. I mean, they literally just threw the ball away. They just threw it away. And so, you know, we're left with what I think is it's a real abomination here in mainstream science, because you know, we're left with a model that is pretty bad off. I mean, when you look at the structure of the atom, when you look at it purely from Hodson's point of view, what you find out is that the atom is really structured by the Lorentz electromagnetic ether, and which is a totally different model than what's being promoted in mainstream science today. And of course, atoms, you know, protons have a substructure to them. Well, you know, I did a lot of the work there, and I discovered that these fundamental particles, there's absolutely nothing inside them. There is no electric, there is no magnetic, and there is no mass inside of these fundamental particles. Now, mainstream science wants to come along and put a mass inside the particle. And I think that's where they literally drop the ball here. For example, the proton, I believe it consists of three elementary sub.
I want to prepare you for what you're about to see, Mr. Mulder.
Do you know what an ARV is?
That's an alien replica vehicle.
Given your background, I would have thought you'd seen one.
No, never, not like that.
Tad O'Malley takes Mulder to see an ARV, an alien replica vehicle.
What we're showing you, we do at great risk. Colleagues have had labs burned to the ground and work destroyed by our own government.
This vehicle is said to be running on free energy.
Simply the energy of the universe. No fuel, no flame, no combustion. Simple electromagnetic field.
There's a tremendous attention to detail on the show, and there always has been.
What I'm going to show you next is the most unbelievable part.
When I saw that first ARV, I was blown away by the texture of it, the scale of it.
Thank you.
for what you're about to see, Mr. Mulder.
Do you know what an ARV is?
That's an alien replica vehicle.
Given your background, I would have thought you'd seen one before.
Never, not like that.
Tad O'Malley takes Mulder to see an ARV, an alien replica vehicle.
What we're showing you, we do at great risk. Colleagues have had labs burned to the ground and work destroyed by our own government.
This vehicle is said to be running on free energy.
Simply the energy of the universe. No fuel, no flame, no combustion. Simple electromagnetic field.
There's a tremendous attention to detail on the show, and there always has been.
What I'm going to show you next is the most unbelievable part.
When I saw that first ARV, I was blown away by the texture of it, the scale of it.
I woke up every day in the Air Force thinking I've got the best job in the world. Airplanes, jets, propeller planes, rockets, spaceships, starships. If it left the surface of the Earth and went somewhere else on an adventure, it just captured my imagination. The opportunities that the Air Force can offer are boundless. When opportunity knocks at your door, be bold, be courageous in following that dream, step across that threshold and into that new adventure. My name is Colonel Alvin Drew, and I am an American Airman.
will spend or will even lend.
Harrigan!
That's me.
Who is your friend when you find that you need a friend? Harrigan!
That's me. I'm just as proud of me name, you see, as an emperor, czar, or king could be. Who is the man that helps a man every time he can?
Harrigan!
That's me. H.
A.
W. R. I.
G. A. N. Felt Harrigan.
Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. And devil a man can say a word agin me. H.
A.
W. R. I.
G. A. N. U. C.
Is a name that a shame never has been connected with.
Harrigan.
That's me.
H. A. R-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Divil a man can say a word agin me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N-U-C is the name that a shame never has been connected with.
Harrigan,
that's me. Well, what do you think?
ARV is?
That's an alien replica vehicle.
Given your background, I would have thought you'd seen one.
No, never. Not like that.
Tad O'Malley takes Mulder to see an ARV, an alien replica vehicle.
But we're showing you we do at great risk. Colleagues have had labs burned to the ground and work destroyed by our own government.
This vehicle is said to be running on free energy.
Simply the energy of the universe. No fuel, no flame, no combustion.
simple electromagnetic field.
There's a tremendous attention to detail on the show, and there always has been.
What I'm going to show you next is the most unbelievable part.
When I saw that first ARV, I was blown away by the texture of it, the scale of it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.